Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 25th, 2025. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation. Today it'll be led by Commissioner Willis, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Commissioner Erickson, if you'd like to rise.
Please bow your head. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. This is the day that you've made. Help us all to rejoice and be glad in it. Please be with the court and decision makers. We try to make the best decisions we can for the people of Jefferson County. Please be with all the county employees and their families and everybody out traveling on the roads. And be with us and keep us safe in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, that's just a reminder, but next week is our annual sojourn of county officials to Austin to meet with the legislature for Golden Triangle Day, so there'll be no court next Tuesday, March 3rd. We'll begin with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present in the court who wishes to make public comment on any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If there's anybody attending remotely online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Mr. Oxford, did you have an agenda item you wanted to comment on?
It was B for the engineering report. It's the energy.
That's going to be tabled until our next meeting, which will probably be 2 weeks from now. Okay. So would you like to make your comments then?
Yeah, I can then. Okay. Or I can do it now. It doesn't matter.
Well, we're trying to speed read so that we can get to some funerals. So,
and Judge, could I say one thing?
Yes.
I want the public to have a prayer for one of our longtime employees. Ms. Brenda Vaughn passed, and I want to make sure the public know I will be leaving because a longtime friend of mine and club member, Mr. Broussard, Leonard Broussard of Broussard Barbecue, his funeral is today. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, sir. We're going to go a little bit out of order today. We're going to begin with item A under the County Commissioners to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Mr. Reginald C., quote-unquote, Reggie Boykin, Sr., for his 32 years and 3 months of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Reggie, if you'd like to come up to the lectern with the sheriff, I have a resolution signed by the members of the Commissioners Court that says, whereas Reginald C. Boykin, Sr. has devoted over 32 years of his life to serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and whereas Mr. Boykin has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a correctional officer, patrol deputy, narcotics investigator, promoting to captain in the warrant division, and also has served as a member of the SWAT team as a hostage negotiator. And I might add, not on here, but also served as a commissioner of Drainage District, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
Drainage District 3. And through hard work and commitment to excellence, Mr. Boykin has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And having made a significant contribution to the Sheriff's Office, he is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and certainly going to be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court is hereby honor and commend Reginald C. Boykin, Sr., for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Sheriff?
Man, this is tough. So Reggie was a baby when he started at the Sheriff's Department. And so he spent a lot of years dedicating his life, not just to, you know, earning a living for himself and his family, but protecting his community. We're going to miss him. I mean, I have so many stories that I could talk about. But not only in Jefferson County was he dedicated, he received accommodations from the federal government for his work in narcotics and undercover. People have no idea the danger. I can remember specific cases where somebody pulled the gun on him. And so the things that Reggie did to make sure that those of us who were at home sleeping safely were okay, you will never know. So I think we owe a large thank you to not just Reggie, but his wife and his family for the sacrifices they make to keep us safe. But he's also a super funny guy. And a lot of people don't know that. He's got a sense of humor out of this world. I'm sure Commissioner knows that because he spent the last part of his career in Port Arthur. And so in this tough business where we see the worst of people, it's always good to have a guy like him that can spread some humor and some laughter and make it easy for us. The best thing that I can say, the kind of father, when you see his kids and the success in his kids, I keep saying this, you can tell a lot about a man about how they take care of their family, how they take care of their children. And Reggie is one of those guys. The last thing I'll say is he's been a big brother to me. I'm older than him, but if anybody were to try to attack me or hurt me, Reggie was on it like a bulldog. I will never be able to thank you for that. I will never be able to thank him and his sacrifices for this county and this community, and we're losing a good one. And we'll know it. I'm still going to be trying to steal him. You know, I tried to convince him not to leave, but I do understand it, and I want him to go and enjoy whatever time that God has given him left. That's the beauty of retiring. Go and enjoy your life and your family, my friend.
All right, thank you. Ready? First, I'd like to thank God for letting me do this time.
It's all right,
man. There's a lot of officers didn't make it. They couldn't retire like I'm doing. One guy just died in Mississippi, and he's 37 years old. He'll never stand where I'm standing. So I thank you all for everything. I want to thank my wife, my siblings, for coming out and supporting my mom.
All right.
And I thought I was going to be able to hang in there, but it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Thank Commissioner, both of y'all. A lot of public stuff we did together. I appreciate it. Took care of a lot of old people. The same thing with the sheriff. I want to thank Carl Griffith. He hired me. Mitch Woods took care of me. And Sheriff Stevenson, for what you did, promoted me, gave me an opportunity to supervise. And so thank you all. Have a good day.
You ain't getting off that easy.
Wait, Reg, you got to get your Rolex.
You're not getting off that easy, buddy. First of all, Judge, he's also on the Mosquito Control Board. He's a director of Mosquito Control. So he wear that hat also. So anybody?
I know when people call me now who to tell them. That's
why I wanted to clarify that, make sure y'all call him. And he's doing a great job. I started in 2008 in the commissioner's office, and Reggie was assistant to Major Lowe at the time. And Reggie pretty much took me under his wing and showed me how South County run. I laughed a lot. But Z talked about how much he clowns. But during Hurricane Harvey, we were on the 39th Street on the rise. He stayed there almost 2-3 days. Sheriff sent the bus down to try to evacuate people. He called the sheriff and said, we need the bus. And this one Port Arthur, I'm not going to call his name, they've since resolved that, but refused the mayor of Port Arthur at that time. We were evacuating those people. We were soaking wet. We were ice cold. And this officer was starched down pretty. And he refused to help the senior citizens get in the trucks. So that's this big concrete barrier right there on 39th and Memorial. So I'm standing there talking to Reggie, and Captain, he addressed the officer. And the officer said, man, I'm not getting my hands dirty. And I saw a look in his face that made me jump. And am I lying, Reg? I jumped over that barrier to get out the way, because he got real belligerent with that officer and dressed him down. So I've seen some things that he's done in South County that I don't think, Sheriff, and I hope you do have someone in mind that he held you down in South. We're all over Jefferson County, but for sure South County. I think the county clerk and the tax assessor, they really don't understand what he did in that building to make sure your staff and the citizens were safe. Because we had some, we had a guy just the other day, I don't want to get too long, but they had a guy in a wolf suit. He had a complete wolf suit walking the seawall on top of that wall next to the canal. So the secretary calls me, she say, Commissioner, they got a guy in a wolf suit walking the seawall. I said, a wolf suit with the full gear. So Captain went out there and talked to the guy because he thought he was a mental patient. But the guy said, I just want to make people laugh. He had a full, he had to take the wolf head off. It just amazed me how, it's amazing to me how he diffuses the situation, not only with humor, but when it's time to get real serious. He got real serious, bad. I'm going to miss him. Ms. Barkins, is you know I am about mothers and people that have raised their families. And Whitney and his son is a police officer in Beaumont, and my sister sitting there, his wife. So I just want to say, man, I'm going to miss you, and don't be no stranger. Yeah, no. All right. Love you, man.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Did too. All
right. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. I will. I will. All righty. Moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for invitations for bid for automobile rental concessions for Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for an IFB for emulsion storage tank for Jefferson County with Warren Power Attachments, DBA Total Patcher, as shown on Attachment A. Item C is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitation for bid for term contract for gray limestone for Jefferson County with Texas Materials, a CRH company, Vulcan Construction Materials, LLC, and Modern Concrete Materials, LLC, is shown on Attachment B. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for mowing for Jefferson County for a first one-year renewal with Third Coast Companies, LLC, from March 4th, 2025 to March 3rd, 2026. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for rebid of cafeteria services for Jefferson County for a first one-year renewal with Honeybee Keepers, LLC, DBA Honeybee Courthouse Cafe from February 28, 2025 to February 27, 2026. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number one to invitation for bid for Jefferson County Doggett Park Midway Rehabilitation with Texas Materials to add line item for geotechnical quality assurance testing for a total of $35,000, bringing the total amount of $1,482,042.80 to $1,517,042.80. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposal of scrap property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such price as it might command, with the funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Commissioners Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Items B and C will be tabled given our closed session discussions this morning. Item A is to receive and file Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department audited financial statements for year ended August 31st, 2024. Item D is regular county bills. Check numbers 525826 through 526014. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we've done item A. Item B is consider possibly approve receiving file certificates of completion by Kate Carroll for ethics, educational, cybersecurity, and public information training required of the new county tax assessor. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under tax office, item A is consider approving erroneous overpayment tax refund to Express in the amount of $3,272.66 in accordance with property tax code section 31.11. Item B is consider approving erroneous or overpayment property tax refund to American Real Estate Relocation Department in the amount of $3,022.91 in accordance with Property Tax Code 31.11. Do we have a motion on those two items?
I'm going to second that, but I'm going to ask a question to the tax assessor collector. Please give me some information on these, because we haven't got satisfied information on these return. People paying too much tax. I know I make a joke about we have rich people in our county. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, if you just give an explanation in advance of the meeting that, you know, they double pay. Sometimes I know some of these are double pay. They paid them once and they pay them again. Some of them are, they go to the appraisal review board and have a reduction in their appraised value. And so they went ahead and paid their tax. And if you just kind of give us a little note of what happened, so we'll know.
I mean, it's in the packet, but I'll be happy to share it and make sure that.
Great. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And item A, under engineering, it's considering possibly approve a replat of Reserve A, Interstate 10 Industrial Park into Lot 19, Interstate 10 Industrial Park out of the HD and BRR, Section 15, Abstract Number 145 of Jefferson County, Texas. This replat's located off of Industrial Parkway, and Precinct Number 4 is in the City of Beaumont ETJ, and it's met all of the Jefferson County platting requirements. Do we have a motion on that item? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Item B under engineering is going to be tabled. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court which wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, we thank you all so very much for being here today, and we are adjourned.